Russian officials say as many as 18 people, including two police officers, have died in a suicide blast that devastated a train station in the southern Russian city of Volgograd. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports the attack, which also injured at least 50 people, comes at a time when Islamic militants try to disrupt the upcoming Winter Olympic Games.
Rescue workers rushed to the scene after officials said a female suicide bomber blew herself up in the entrance hall of the main train station in the city of Volgograd, killing more than a dozen people. A huge orange fireball was filling the area and smoke could be seen billowing out through shattered windows. The attack comes after a car bomb in Pyatikorsk killed three people on Friday, while in October another female suicide bomber also struck Volgograd, killing seven people. Local journalist and political observer Sergei Strogan isn't surprised that suspected Islamic militants hit Volgograd.
Probably a few people in the world know, but we Russians know that Volgograd, Stalingrad, this is a sacred place. If you just recall the history of the Second World War, you'll see that this was the place which came to the history books as a monument to unconquerable spirit of Soviet Russian people. And probably terrorists today were trying just to show that those symbols doesn't exist anymore.
Volgograd lies near Russia's North Caucasus, a strip of mostly Muslim provinces where militants are trying to establish an Islamic state. The latest violence comes after Islamist leader and Chechen warlord Doku Umarov urged his fighters to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from staging the Winter Olympics. The games are to be held in February in the Black Sea city of Sochi, nearly 700 kilometers from devastated Volgograd, where 3 days of mourning have been announced. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.